Greetings, this is Dr. Letitia Wright with IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. And we're talking with Rocky Fino. He's our sexy sex chef. With the author, he's the author of the book, Will Cook for Sex, and his website is willcookforsex.com. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. What is our sexy recipe for today?
I think I'm feeling breakfast this morning.
Okay.
Breakfast is fun because I think it's one of those areas when you're talking about romantic meals that is often overlooked, yet is the great opportunity to impress your mate and continue from the evening before, and also start out a beautiful start. It's a great start to a beautiful day.
It's very exciting, and it's pretty impressive too.
Oh yeah, you get up in the morning and you turn around and prepare a nice meal. You even maybe serve it in bed if it calls for that, and you know, it's just a, I mean, she's bound to be impressed.
Exactly. Well, let's go shopping. What do we need for this fantastic breakfast?
We're gonna do a little twist on an old American standard, the ham and eggs breakfast.
Okay.
We're gonna elevate it to a little more gourmet style.
Sounds good.
We're gonna go shopping.
Okay.
We're gonna start with two thin pork chops.
All right.
So rather than use the salt-cured ham, we're gonna use the actual pork chop itself. And then we're going to get some cheese. Now, it could be a mild cheese. We were talking before, you know, could be American cheese, if you know what American cheese is, or use a milder cheddar, even some of the soft whites. You know, either a sliced cheese or grated would be fine. And then after the cheese, we're going to go to the produce department and get us some arugula.
Arugula. Okay, now, spell that for us.
A-R-U. G-U-L-A.
Okay.
You're going to find it in the produce section next to the mixed greens. Sometimes they'll sell it in little small plastic containers in the herbs.
Yes.
But also, if you go to certain stores, they'll have a bigger bulk of it next to the mixed greens. You try to get the larger leaves.
Okay.
Either will do, but you're going to need about 2 ounces.
Okay, but we need the bigger.
Yeah, you're looking for the bigger leaf for this one. And then we're going to also get an avocado. We're going to use about half of it.
Mm, yeah.
Nice, ripe avocado. And we need about 3 to 4 eggs, depending on how hungry you are. I can, you know, a typical morning, 3 eggs, you split 1.5 a piece on each plate would be fine.
All right.
And then we're going to, the rest of the ingredients should be in your cupboard already. We've got some olive oil, butter, and some salt and pepper to taste.
Got it.
We should have that. Let's head to the kitchen.
All right.
Now, we got one trick to this recipe that you probably aren't used to or not many people have done before. We're going to actually take a mallet and pound out the pork chop. We're going to thin it out. We're going to tenderize it.
All right. So we're going to make it just work hard on it or?
what it is, you're going to lay the pork chop out on a cutting board. And then you're going to take a, if you have a mallet, you know, a kitchen mallet, you're going to pound it out, literally just pound the meat. You still have a bone in on this chop, so just pound it out from the meat side. Don't bother hitting the bone. But you're going to basically hit it till you double and flatten it till it approximately doubles in size. And it's not tricky. This isn't something that takes a lot of expertise. All you're hitting the meat, you know, and as you try to flatten the meat, you'll see it, you know, You'll spread out. And basically what we're doing is we're thinning the meat so when we serve it on the plate, it's a nice easy cut.
Nice. All right, so we have an elegant slice and we're not sawing through meat.
Yeah, you're not trying to saw through it, you know, with a big steak knife, exactly. So now we've got our two pork chops flattened, pounded out. We're gonna get two pans ready on the stove. We're gonna have a medium sized pan for the pork chops and a medium sized pan for the eggs.
Okay.
Now, as we're heating up the pan, you can go ahead and get medium heat going on each pan. And then let's take in a bowl. We're going to beat the eggs because we're going to do a nice little egg scramble in this dish. So go ahead and beat the 3 eggs. Add a little salt and pepper to the egg mixture, and I like to add a little bit of milk.
Kind of smooths it out a little bit.
Smooths it out because, you know, it gives it a texture. Beat that in nicely. And then let's start with our pork chops. Just add a few drops of olive oil. You don't need much. Go ahead and put the pork chops, have those frying in the pan. And then we're going to scramble the eggs in the other, you know, add the egg mixture, add about a tablespoon of butter to the other pan.
Okay.
Swirl it around, and then add the egg mixture. Now, I keep my egg scramble nice and fluffy. And one method to do that, you want to kind of keep the eggs moving in the pan.
Okay.
If you let them sit too long, though, you know, you'll develop a crispy skin under one side. So you kind of...
We're avoiding crispy skin on this.
Yeah, you want to... I'm looking for a nice little yellow fluff.
Okay.
Egg without having the old country style brown crunch on it.
Okay, great.
Once we flip our pork chop, pork chops aren't going to take that long. We've thinned out the meat, so they're only going to be, you know, you're only going to have to cook the pork chops for, you know, probably about a minute and a half on each side. And then as those are done, you can reduce the heat on the eggs and just kind of keep them in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're getting to the point where they're done, just kind of slide the pan off of the heat. Just leave them aside, and then we're going to set up our plates.
All right. Now, do we need a plate that has a little bit of a dip in there, or is a really flat plate just fine?
A flat plate will be fine. Most plates got some form of a rim, but there's not a lot of juice here, so a flat plate's going to work fine.
Okay.
You're going to lay your pork chop out in the plate.
So that is the bottom foundation of...
That's the foundation of our layer.
Okay.
And then just sprinkle on top of the pork chop some arugula. Like I said, split the arugula between the two plates. So, you know, you're going to cover the chop with the arugula leaves.
Okay.
If you got the big leaf arugula, you can chop the leaves. Not fine, just you know, chop them up so that you have a nice cover on your pork chop.
Because we want to see the green, and we want it to have a little substance to it.
You're going to, as you cut through your layers, it's going to look like a pie, you know, or a cake. You know, you're going to get to see all the different coloring.
Great.
Once you have the arugula down, now we're going to add sliced avocado. Again, put enough slices to cover the arugula that's covering the chop.
Okay.
Trying to give it, I'm doing as best a visual as I can here. And then after the once we've got the avocados, now take the egg mixture that you've got in the pan and you know split between the two plates.
Mm-hmm.
Add enough egg to cover your stack, to cover your avocados.
Okay, so we've got the beautiful brown, then we've got nice green, and now we've got our fluffy yellow.
And then we're going to just take the cheese, whatever cheese you've picked. If it's grated, sprinkle the cheese. Enough cheese on top, and then what I do is I either pop it under the broiler,
mm-hmm.
for you could cheat and use a microwave if you need be, you know, just enough time to melt the cheese.
Okay.
You know, or you know, just a, you know, 30 seconds under the broiler just to get that nice melty cheese look. And now what we've developed here is if you took the time to save a couple of arugula leaves, you can kind of garnish the plate with a little green.
Okay.
And now you've got a beautiful little breakfast that's all in one on a layer. And you serve, you know, served straight up, knife and fork. You get to cut through what you get with this is as you go to eat it, you get the combination of flavors all in one bite.
Mm.
From cheese, egg, avocado, the bitter pop of arugula and your thinly cut pork chop, fried pork chop. Comes out delicious. It looks really sexy on the plate. It's not something that's most likely typically seen, so that makes it kind of nice too. And again, there's an air of elegance to the style of how you serve this plate because, you know, people, we've said before, you eat with your eyes first, and this has a real pretty look to it when you present it.
It sounds awesome. Sounds delicious. And like I said, it will give you enough energy to make the morning laugh.
Yeah, make the morning laugh. That's right. Right back to business.
That's awesome. Pair that with a little champagne and something like that.
I would say a little mimosa to get the day rolling with this, and you're batting 1,000.
That's awesome. That's delicious. Now, what do we call this dish?
You know what?
I had a little fun name with that.
I created with this one. It was eggs and the other white meat.
Okay, eggs.
Because you know the old campaign they had with the other white meat for pork the long while back.
Okay. Well, it sounds delicious. Thank you so much. We are going to have a wonderful, wonderful breakfast, and really just make our loved one feel special that we took the time, just because it's going to look like you spent a lot of time cooking this.
Oh, it does, and she'll be very impressed when you come, you present this to start the day.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we are creating multicultural relationships every single day. We'll see you next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.